Please welcome Pastor Bobby Armstrong.
Praise the Lord. This is a familiar tool that you have right here. It's called a communion cup. We use this at church. But when you look at this cup and you're trying to put it together and you've got your wife, your children, everybody standing next to you normally, and Pastor George puts out a phenomenal talking about the elements and talking about the game changers that it could be for your life. You look at this thing and it will almost draw you to cussing because you start taking the top of it off. And then if it gets stuck, what do you do with that, right? So I came up with some cool approaches where I'd pull my pocket knife out and cut it and look real neat, you know? And I'd fix one for my wife, and I would fix one to anybody that's around me that looks like they're dealing with issues. But when you get done with this, what I've come to talk about today is what's controlling you. Because I found some reality checks. I've been here at this church for about 23 years. And I've heard some phenomenal messages regarding communion. But when I looked at this, I thought to myself, wow, you know, we do this, we can do this religiously. We can do this. And it really, each element of my life, each stage of my life, this means something different. So I opened it up one day. This was years ago, thank God. And I did communion, and it was wonderful, and we're praising the Lord. Wasn't that awesome? And we had our little wafer, and we had our juice, and we looked at it. I wonder how old that is. You know, you shake that thing up, and you think what that is. And then immediately when I went out to the parking lot or something hit my flesh, I was angry again. I sinned. There were things that bothered me. How did I just do communion, have a great service, went down the road at the Sonic, the lady did not do us right, and I didn't go ballistic on her because I'm too controlled for that. But on the inside, you know when you were off kilter. So I thought to myself, what is controlling me? Why am I having this issue where something as precious as this did not take effect on my behavior? I didn't really know what to do with a TED talk because either I go off on preaching machine, I like my notes all in front of me, or I like to be in my office at the table. Now what's neat about, we're gonna be here at the master's table. That's what the communion's designed for. But today, and welcome to my counseling session. You are now in my office, and I'm going to help you walk through this, be able to know what's commanding you, what is directing you, and what is keeping you just a little bit off kilter. Now, you ask, at the end, we're going to talk about what this means to me. Well, when you ask what is commanding you, what is controlling you, what voice do you have you're listening to, I don't know how that's possible because I'm a son of the Most High God. But there are issues in my life that I continue to wrestle with that all of a sudden, oh, that attitude came up. Oh, I was too sharp with my wife. Oh, what condemnation did I bring on my children? Son, why did you do what I told you not to do? Now, what's good about God, He doesn't do that. God will just continually redirect you. He doesn't use your past to try to teach you something in your present. That's the good news about God. But that was me that was talking, all right? And we see how well that works in the relationships. Well, looking at those voices can be many things. It can be your training. You can be trained and then you follow your experience. Experience is a terrible teacher because it's not always from the Lord. Because how you did something one time may not be how you need to do it again, because He's trying to walk with you to help lead and guide you beyond your training. There's other voices. There's your DNA. There's your genetic makeup. There's your culture. How much of your culture comes out of you that is just contrary to the Word of God? And you'll respond accordingly to those things. Now, it is essential, gentlemen, that you understand how to walk by the Spirit. Can I hear a amen?
Amen.
But let me clarify something for you. When I was a young man, I wanted to understand spirit, soul, and body. It's a very important process to know that when you are born again, your spirit is changed instantly. It is the new man, the one that's inside of you where you can understand all things. You can know the word to be able to help you be free. But there's all these other two elements called your soul. That's your mind, your will, and your emotions. Now, y'all all know about that one, right? And that's what you renew with the word of God. That's what gets changed. But when you look back to the voices that you know, your bills have voices, don't they? Okay. The mirror has a voice. There are a lot of things that are contrary to the word of God that you have, that you're listening to from your culture, from your environment. You can have a toxic environment. Whatever you put the most time into is what's going to help gauge that voice in your life. But being you're a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body, that body aspect, that body has to follow wherever the soul is directing it. That's why we renew that. We change that. Now, I have seen so many circumstances and situations where, you know, the Lord is trying to talk to me, but I haven't known really how to work with that because I was so connected to my soul, so connected to my training. Now, I believe it's called the 60-40 window of the world is a part of areas of different belief systems. The Buddhists, the Hindus, really, there's 5 billion people in that block right there. And I have a background. I was a martial artist for 32 years. I started at age 16. I worked my way through Bible college as an instructor and as a coach. And I've done these various things. But I found when I hung out with my Buddhist friends, they had more of a peace in their minds about their circumstances because they really were more in touch with their spirit than I was in many ways. They just felt more comfortable. If I talked about spiritual things, they bought into it. But we currently live in a culture right now that's secular. It is trying to take us away from anything that's spiritual at all. And if it's spiritual, it's self-spiritual. It's the God within you. You are God. That's how the world sets it up. So he makes us look like dominoes, like people that think in that way, where we're so mind-thinking. We follow these things. Well, the spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord. Now, Thessalonians talks about spirit, soul, and body, and that is the proof to that. The next scripture we can look at will be Corinthians, that it talked about that Adam was born, was a soul, but then we were a spirit, okay? Then the last scripture is in Hebrews. Well, you have Hebrews, that's the one that talks about the spirit. I want you to know today, it's essential that you understand spirit, soul, and body to be able to walk the victory out that's been set before you. You have to understand, if it's God and it's working with you, it is good, right? If it's a success, it is by the Spirit. When you know the Spirit of the Lord that's inside of you, it's always a small voice on the inside, thank God. Your flesh, it has a voice, doesn't it? And that is the voice you have to learn to divide the differences. Now, as I see this Pepsi can, I started learning more about communion. Now, in a church family, we go here and we use the cup, and then we go home and we go get bread, right? We get our cup with our family, we sit down with our family, and we remind ourselves of our covenant. Now, these are essential with you getting that covenant thinking in your mind. Essential because your family will watch you do that. If you have any problems with it, in the bookstore, we actually have a mini book strictly on the communion. It is okay for you to have communion with your family. And it will remind them and yourself of that covenant. And you'll start listening to that small voice. Well, I have had the elements in front of me, and I did it day after day after day. And it changed me. It kept me in remembrance of the covenant that I walk with him. But one day, I was on a gas pipeline. My father is an oil and gas man. He loves God with all of his heart, and he can hear the voice of the Lord. He doesn't go to church that often. He goes periodically. He's a tither. And he has a very rough temper with everybody but his only son. The rule we always had, my father was a Golden Glove boxer. And because of my background, it doesn't work to have a family discussion that is rough, okay, between the two of us. That just doesn't work. It's tough on sheetrock, let's just say that. Well, we've always made the decision we're going to deal with each other admirably. He's never raised his voice at me. And he works in a union profession where he hollers at everybody, but he won't holler at his son. Well, we've drawn those lines. I mean, the first time he saw me in a tournament when I was 15 years old, you know, he figured out, well, you know, I could still whoop him, but, you know, he may leave a scar, so we're just not going to do that. Well, on that gas pipeline, there I am in the middle of nowhere. It's at least 20 miles from civilization. The pipe is 4 feet in diameter. I'm standing on top of it. The vibration and the heat from just the pipeline caused this tooth in my back to just shatter. The vibration just broke my tooth off. Well, I didn't know what else to do, but I heard the Lord said, remind me of my covenant. I was learning to listen. All I had in my pocket was Skittles and a Pepsi. And so on top of that pipe, with this broken tooth, and it was starting to throb, I just reached up, I just shot some Skittles, I popped my Pepsi can, I said, Father, I thank you, Lord, for this covenant. This is the bread that was for me. It helped me be free of all sickness and disease, and pain is a part of that. And I thank you, Lord, this is a representation of the covenant. Pain left my body. I was able to work that job, and I'm very thankful because God will work with you in your home exactly where you're at. If you'll give him place, know this, the Spirit of the Lord is the candle. It lights and guides you in all things. The things of the Lord are light and easily entreated. Your flesh always will drive you. The world will always drive you, but the Holy Ghost will always leave you. Thank you.